the Sky News Centre at 6. People up and down the country are out clapping to remember Captain Sir Tom Moore. That's the family of Sir Tom, who died in hospital yesterday with coronavirus. The Prime Minister says it's a chance to remember the Second World War veteran who raised millions for the NHS by walking laps of his garden. In other news, Boris Johnson's described the UK's coronavirus vaccine programme as the most colossal in the history of the NHS after first doses passed 10 million. Just 8 weeks after the first jab was given, the PM's also announced almost 90% of over 75s have had one in England, but he's warning against complacency.
Though today there are some signs of hope, the numbers of COVID patients in hospital are beginning to fall for the first time since the onset of this new wave, the level of infection is still alarmingly high.
Vaccines specifically designed to tackle new variants should be ready to be rolled out by October. The team behind the Oxford AstraZeneca jab thinks the process is likely to be quick. An ex-Love Island star admits he's got a big job on his hands after being appointed as an advisor to ministers on the mental health of young people. Dr. Alex George has been campaigning on the issue after his younger brother took his own life. There are lots of British stars up for a Golden Globe. The Crown's Emma Corrin and Olivia Colman are among them, as is Normal People's Daisy Edgar-Jones. In sport, a big night of football in England and Scotland is just getting underway, with Premier League leaders Manchester City taking on Burnley. A win at Turf Moor would move them 3 points clear at the top. Relegation strugglers Fulham have also kicked off against Leicester. Later, champions Liverpool face Brighton. Rangers, who are 20 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership, meet St Johnstone. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Stand under my umbrella. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. Once again in the studio with me this week is my dad.
I am here. Hello.
And thank you to Georgia for her drive time show previously. This is actually my last show. Being 14.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
I thought I was panicking.
No, I'm not going anywhere, but tomorrow is my 15th birthday.
15.
Yes, I am 15. Yes.
But I mean, that's ridiculous for two things, right? Firstly, you're not 15. How can you possibly be 15?
I am 15.
And secondly, in the other way, how can you be 15 and you've been doing your own radio show for over a year already?
I started when I was 13.
I know this. I was there.
Oh, were you? Oh, didn't know about that.
Want to remind viewers, you know, viewers, listeners.
Viewers? Who's watching me?
Well, you never know.
No.
There's always somebody watching.
You're watching me.
I am.
Don't stop. Stop looking at me.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes. But our first story this week, as I'm pretty sure you are aware, that a wild week of weather hits the UK. One minute it's snowing, next it's raining, next it's flooding, next it's sunshine and warm. Actually, no, it's not been warm.
Not yet.
But it's been sunshine, then it's snowing again, then it's raining again. Like, it's wild. Like, can the weather just make up its mind? Really? It can't.
No.
But on the 19th of January, Storm Christophe hit the UK, bringing heavy rain, strong winds and snow.
Yep.
As I'm pretty sure we all saw the snow.
Yep. Didn't last very long though, did it?
No. In some places it really did.
Yeah, not here.
No.
So disappointing.
No.
Your token effort of a snowman that was about 8 inches tall.
It was very tall.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Although some people were able to enjoy the wintry weather, others had to be rescued from their homes because of flooding. Because if you think there's snow, which then has to melt, and then there's rain, which has to melt. Rain doesn't have to melt.
No, it doesn't.
Then that is a lot of water. And in some places, the snow was incredibly thick. It was very, very, very thick.
Yeah.
So, and then having rain over that would have been a lot of water after the snow melted.
Yes, exactly right.
Yes. In parts of the UK, more than a month worth of rain fell in 48 hours. This caused river levels to rise and some burst their banks. The worst hit areas were the North West England and Wales, where more than 200 flood warnings were in place. People from around 2,000 homes were told to leave their homes because there was a risk of being flooded. These included properties in Greater Manchester, in England. In Wrexham, Wales. Ooh, ham.
Wrexham.
Wrexham. It says ham.
Honestly, you just got distracted by the word ham, didn't you? Because you haven't had your dinner yet.
Exactly. It's what happens on my show. I haven't had dinner. I have had lunch. I haven't had dinner, so then before my brain, my stomach tells my brain, you're hungry. Everywhere it says food, you need to say it as food.
Okay.
Because your brain is on food. So in Wales, residents had to be rescued from their streets because of such high water levels. In other parts, emergency service workers overnight, stopped floodwaters from reaching the factory of the manufacturing of the Oxford COVID vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine, which would be very bad.
It wouldn't be great.
No, not very good. So at least they stopped it. How do you stop water? Just go up to it and go, stop.
With sandbags, you create a dam to stop it flowing.
But when it still managed to get through, like sandbags, there's so much water. That's the point. It's a wild week. There's so much water that people have to be rescued. They would have had to have like 400,000 sandbags.
Yeah, I mean, there would have been a lot of sandbags. Don't get me wrong. You can't really, I mean, you can stop it temporarily, but somewhere, somehow, the water will get through temporary blockages like that.
Yes. So in Warrington in England, the Cheshire Fire and Rescue Service used a boat to save 21 people from a nursing home, two adults, their six-year-old children, and two dogs were rescued by a Coast Guard helicopter from a flooded house near an island in Wales. The helicopter was sent there because a boat couldn't reach it. "We were all cold and wet," said Gemma Egtron Brooks, who was one of the people rescued. "We owe our lives to HM Coast Guards." After the rain came heavy snow, which covered large areas of the UK. Oh, so it was the other way round. It was the snow, rain, then the snow.
Mm.
But still, the other way round would have been a lot worse.
Well, it's probably both as bad as each other because the snow's got to thaw and melt at some point. And
but how was there so much snow? Because I think when it rains and it's wet, or if it's already snowed and it started to melt, then it snows more, the snow doesn't settle. So if it rained so much, how did all the snow still settle?
I don't know.
That's what I get confused on and a bit annoyed at when it starts
raining. A bit
raining.
Annoyed?
Yes, because when it starts raining and then it starts snowing afterwards, you're just like, but what about the snow settling? Like, it doesn't then settle and it's really sad.
Mm.
No settling snow. No snowmen to make. Very sad. So the snow covered a lot of areas over the UK. We had a little bit.
We had a dusting, didn't we? Yeah.
It was like icing sugar.
Probably didn't even last a day, did it, really?
No. It lasted a few hours. That was it.
But people further north would have been desperate for snow that didn't last a day.
No.
When they were properly snowed in.
Yes. Probably building, probably quite some, enjoying building snowman and snowball fights and sledging. Don't we still have a sledge in the garage?
We do, yeah. We don't get to use it very often.
Yeah, when are we going to use that? Let's do it when it rains.
Well, some people did manage to go sledging around these parts a couple of weeks ago. But really, it was just, you know, a light dusting on the grass. You could see the grass through the snow.
Yeah. It wasn't very heavy.
It can be done.
Yes, but it wasn't very heavy. But our first song this week is, oh, but also, if she's listening, hopefully she is listening, all of these songs this week were picked by one of my friends, Aliza, who now every week wants to pick all of the songs. But this week I picked this one. I'll tell you which one she's picked. But our first one is Dark Horse by Katy Perry.
Oh, no!
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
'Cause I'm
capable of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your
enemy.
So you want
Was Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Now it's time for though this week. Yes, our around the world update, our free stories from somewhere around the world. Would you like to go first, actually, this week? Ooh. I always have you go second.
Controversial.
You can go first.
All right.
Go on.
Why not? I'm not sure where I'm starting, because the magazine says India, but the man in question actually lives in Ilford, not far from here.
Where's the story based?
Well, it says
is
India.
Is it based in India or
it
is it
It says
based
India
in Ilford?
Because there's a film being made in India about a man who now lives in Ilford.
So India.
Well, it's in India. Okay, yeah.
The story is based
it's
in India.
Based in India about a man who lives
in
here.
Ilford.
But anyway, it's about the film is about a man called Forja Singh, who's the world's oldest marathon runner. He's now 109.
Wow.
I know, 109, and I mean, fair play to him. He stopped racing now. Stopped racing 6 years ago. So he stopped racing when he was 103. I know. It's madness. But he still jogs for pleasure, which I think is an oxymoron. Nobody actually jogs for pleasure except money. In 2011, he became the first person over 100 years old to run a marathon. And he's done loads. He's a remarkable individual. As I say, he lives in India, in Ilford now, comes from India. He's the eldest of a group of Sikhs who call themselves Sikhs in the City. And he's run, let me see, his current personal best time for the London Marathon, which he did in 2003, is 6 hours and 2 minutes. He's run something like 20 marathons. He's just, oh, it's remarkable, really. And yeah, so they're making a film about him. He didn't start marathon running till he was in his 80s.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
There
but
you go.
Now we are off to Turkey. And a devoted dog waits for owner. A loyal dog waited outside a hospital every day for her master to recover. Bonka the dog followed the ambulance that took her owner, Kemal Sengta, to hospital on the 14th of January in the city of Tamsun. Tamsun? She returned the next day, and then Sneaker's daughter brought Bonko home. The dog would run back to the hospital. Bring you home. Nope, I'm going back.
Back.
Oh no, come home. Nope, I'm going back. On the 20th of January, Bonko and Sentra were reunited when he was well enough to go home. I remember seeing that story and I thought, oh, the dog actually went to the hospital. And obviously because it couldn't go inside. But it waited outside. How sweet
Very nice.
Is that?
Where are we going now?
We're going to Sweden now. And a road built for reindeer So bridges are being built in Sweden so that reindeer can safely cross railway tracks and main roads to search for food and probably without getting hurt. The bridges are called renducks, a combination of the word ren for reindeer and viaduct for the type of bridge. It is becoming harder for reindeers to find their main sources of food because of the weather changes. It is hoped that the bridges would lead them to a more plentiful pastures. So that's quite a cool name, how they thought, right, this word and this word, combine them together to make this word.
Clever. Yes, what about the idea, though? Clever. I mean, it's a good idea, full stop.
Yes, because then it means people won't, or trains or people in cars won't hit the reindeers.
Yeah.
You know, when we go out, when we're allowed to go out, to places, you see quite a lot of animals on the side of the road which have been hit by cars.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to have the animals, right, you go over this way because then you won't get hurt.
Assuming they work out that actually, yeah, that's for them.
Yeah.
It's like there's over here we can have little tunnels, can't we? Tunnels under the road for,
yes,
for ducks or hedgehogs and things, which is great.
But do they realise it?
Exactly.
I don't think they realise it's for them. But now we've got our first double song of the show. We've got Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo and Polaroid by Jonas Blue featuring Liam Payne and Leon Stella. I think I got that right.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving your street. Sidewalk.
just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Let me tell you how it happened. I wasn't looking for someone that night. No, I was never a believer. But you could fall in love at the first sight, but all of a sudden.
She's gone in the flash of a light.
I never was looking. I'll be looking for the rest of my life.
We took a Polaroid. You signed your name upon it. I put it in my wallet, hoping I'd see your face again. We took a Polaroid, captured the look in your eyes. It's only a matter of time before it starts fading. Someone like you, a thousand people at the station, in the second you slipped out of view.
They all of a sudden,
I loved and got lost in the moment.
All of a sudden,
she's gone in the blink of an eye.
I never was looking. I'll be looking for the rest of my life.
This week's food talk.
Food.
This was the only thing in this week's magazine that I could find food related. Nothing else was food related. So this is actually an around the world story, but it's food related.
Good enough for me.
Yes, and it's still obviously it's still related to food. So in France, a restaurant in a town has been the first vegan restaurant in the country to be awarded a Michelin star. A Michelin star is a rating system used to grade restaurants. The restaurant, called ONA, only serves food that does not contain any animal products, so no meat, dairy or eggs. A chef called Claire Valli opened the restaurant in 2016. So it's in France, it's not in England.
No.
But it's a vegan restaurant, so no meat, eggs or dairy. And it's been the first one in France to be awarded a Michelin star. I never actually realised.
Surprised at that, actually.
Why?
Well, why because veganism is becoming ever more popular and demonstrating that you don't necessarily need meat to create good tasting dishes.
No. Or eggs or dairy.
Yeah, and all of that stuff, yeah. Animal products.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like meat, so okay. I wouldn't probably go out of my way to go there, but each to their own. That's fine.
Or you might want to try it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I don't say I have to have an animal product with every meal I ever have.
No.
But I'm surprised that it's the first in a country like France, which is traditionally been known for its cuisine, that it's the first vegan restaurant in France to receive a star.
Yes.
Surprised.
Especially with the movie Ratatouille. Because what's in a ratatouille? Only meat. Only meat.
Yeah.
Only vegetables.
Only vegetables, exactly, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, it is quite surprising, actually.
It is.
Very.
Interestingly, I was watching a programme last night by a chef called Rick Stein. And he was in France, and he went to a restaurant which had one Michelin star. And where was it? It was near Dieppe somewhere, northern France. And he was saying, now I'm sure his restaurants, I don't know how many stars he's got, but I'm sure he's got Michelin stars aplenty for his restaurants, a lot of which are down in Cornwall. And he said that actually the best restaurants the restaurants to go to for the best food are the one star restaurants. You should go to restaurants that have got one Michelin star.
So he's even saying that though he's got restaurants.
Exactly, that's my point. So. And his point was because any more than one star and they start getting a little bit too fancy,
yeah,
and
you kind of
lose like the proper good home cooking sort of stuff.
But they still get it because they've got they still got the nice food and how they show it, and that they've got like a lot of diners.
Yeah.
But then when you have one Michelin star, you still do the same food at the same style with the same customers. Where, as you said, when you start getting more, you kind of just go, oh, well, I've got a whole load. I can just make a whole load of fancy food. But I'm surprised that he said that, even when he's got his own restaurant.
That's exactly what I thought. That's what I thought was interesting.
Yeah. He's basically saying that about him himself. He's saying, oh, I've got a whole load, and I'm a bit like, oh, I've got a whole load of stuff, so my restaurant's amazing. And getting all like that.
That's it. I mean, there are a few very, very nice. I don't know if they're Michelin starred, actually, but there's some very nice restaurants around here, which I would imagine are probably one star rather than two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Worth going to, but I'm not going to mention them on air unless they sponsor us.
Wow. You only get a mention if you sponsor us.
That's right.
But our next song is actually food related, you know. It's not actually, no, technically it is, actually. It's the name of the song. But it is Kiwi by Harry Styles.
She walked away through a cheap pack of cigarettes, hard liquor mixed with a bit of intellect, and all the boys they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck, she's driving me crazy, but I'm into it. I'm kinda into it. It's getting lazy. I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it. Oh, I think she said, having your baby, it's none of your business. Having your baby, it's none of your business. Having your baby,
got me like a silhouette. Hard candy dripping on me till my feet are wet. And now she's all over me. It's like I pay for it. It's like I pay for it. I'm gonna pay for this.
That was Kiwi by Harry Styles. Did you see the link I did there?
Clever.
Food.
He likes a fruit related song.
Yes,
doesn't
he's got
he?
Watermelon Sugar. He's got a song called Cherry, and he's got that one called Kiwi.
It's a whole fruit salad.
Yes, a lovely fruit salad. But now it's time for our two little stories. Our two final stories left of the show. But our first one, a lovely surprise. So miners digging up rocks in the border of Uruguay and Brazil in South America cracked open a boulder to discover a perfectly shaped crystal heart. The centre of the heart was amethyst, a purple quartz that is popular as a gemstone. That is actually my gemstone.
Birthstone,
yes. That's it, yep. I can't remember what my flower is. I've got a calendar at home which doesn't have a year. And down the bottom it says what your birthstone is and your flower. I think yours might be a rose.
Well, I thought that, yeah.
Yeah, of course you did.
I feel like a rose kind of a guy.
No. I don't know, it might not be. The boulder that the miners found was a geode and a rock that is hollow inside containing layers of natural crystal. What a treasure, exclaimed one of the miners when they opened it. They have had an offer for about £88,000 for the rock. Wow. And that's a big rock. Both of them are holding it, and one of the pieces, the man's holding it probably down to here, you can't really see it.
But probably down to here.
From his chin, maybe down to his belly button.
Wow.
And this is a fully grown man. So when I'm holding it, it doesn't look very big.
It's probably quite heavy.
Yes, exactly. And someone wants the two big rocks. Okay, you can have the two big rocks then.
Guess what? I've bought a rock. You've done what? Yeah, but
you
it was only £88,000.
You bought a rock
for how much?
Oh, it's got crystals inside. Okay.
Shaped like a heart. Oh, that's all right then.
Okay, that's okay then. It's not just I bought a rock.
Just before Valentine's Day.
Yes, that's very good. And our second one, I found this quite funny. So, what have you been watching quite recently on the TV?
Narrow it down.
Far
too much news.
What are you?
Not enough sport.
What are you? What show are you on a Thursday?
Cricket.
Yes, you've been watching a lot of
cricket,
haven't you?
But not during working hours, honest.
No. A long wait for a cricket game. So, an England fan waited 10 months in Sri Lanka to see a cricket match that he wasn't allowed to attend. So, Rob Lewis flew to Sri Lanka in March 2020 to see the England team tour when their matches were postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. Instead of flying home, he decided to work remotely from Sri Lanka until the England team returned. However, when the match was finally rearranged in January 2021, Lewis had to watch on TV and then from the building outlooked the pitch because no fans were allowed in the stadium.
That's right, yeah. Darren and I actually spoke about this on the show as well.
You stole my story.
He actually got another job while he was out there as well because he needed to pay some bills, obviously, and just do something. For most of that 10 months, there was no cricket. There was nothing for him to watch, nothing for him to do.
No.
So he became a DJ.
Oh.
Yeah, became a DJ, and then when the cricket did start, he was the only supporter. He still wasn't allowed in the ground, which I thought was a little bit harsh. Yeah. He's waited 10 months. They could have at least let one guy in, just say, right, sit over there, don't touch anything, don't speak to anyone, don't go near anyone.
Well, how could he speak to anyone if there was no one else there?
Well, there'd be players and staff and whatever. But instead, so just outside the ground, there's an old fort, a brick fort, like a castle type thing. Mm-hmm. And he stood on the wall of that so that he could watch the cricket.
Wow.
And he sang songs and he did like lots of chanting and cheering and all sorts of stuff. And at the end of the test match when England won, they all kind of applauded him for his support.
Aww. That's probably why it said, and then from the building out looking at the pitch, meaning the fort.
Yeah, that's
that
it.
That he was standing on. But, yeah, that is a very long wait for
a game.
It's a
long wait, yeah. I didn't actually know that he had a job that he was working remotely over there. I mean, that's a very understanding boss. Yes. Sorry, I can't come back because I'm waiting 10 months for a cricket match.
No, because he wouldn't have known how long it would be.
No.
Oh, I'm waiting for this cricket match over here in Sri Lanka, so I'm going to have to work remotely. But to be honest, everyone would be, wouldn't they? Everyone would be at home working remotely.
Well, yes, there is that, yeah. And in many respects, it doesn't. If you're working remotely, it doesn't. And you're in the. I suppose the only thing that would have challenged him is the time zone, being in a completely different time zone. But otherwise, it doesn't really matter whether you're in Brentwood or Sri Lanka.
Yeah, apart from, as you said, the time zone, that's the only difference.
One assumes he didn't have a wife. Or doesn't have a wife.
Because otherwise...
that he had to explain why he wasn't coming home for 10 months.
Yes. But that's it. But in those 10 months, he probably would have maybe grown up a little.
I thought about you the other day. What the hell happened with you and me? Ain't no loving no more. You ain't as cool as you used to be. Closer to the mirror than you are to me. I said, oh, had to show you that door. Someday I hope we can fix it, cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Talking like it's your insecure. You always turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, why you always gotta show up? It's something that I already know. That when you hear this on the radio, you're gonna turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Cause it's all about you. Now you said some stuff that you can't take back. How did you think that I would react? Cause you must be out of your mind. Nah. How did we go straight from love to hate? Now it's so deep that we can't be mates. I said, oh, we should give it some time. Someday I hope we can fix it, cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Ain't you sick of being immature? Talking loud cause you're insecure. You always turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, why you always gotta show up? It's something that I already know. That when you hear this on the radio, you're gonna turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Cause it's all about you.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
So we turning up, yeah, we turning it up. Ain't got no tears in my body, I ran up, but boy, I like it, I like it, I like it. Don't matter how, what, when, who tries it, we out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop, so shut your mouth. The colors in you, I see them too, and boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We way too fly to partake in all this hate. We out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop, so shut your mouth.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Grow Up by Ollie Murs and No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. But that is all from me this week. I'm going. It's the end of the show. Yes.
It's the end of your show as 14 years old.
Yes, as 14-year-old Ella. Next week, it will be 15-year-old Ella presenting World Wide Web.
Good Lord.
Why?
Same show.
Yeah, exact same show.
Same cool show.
Yes.
But?
Same presenter, but different age.
Wow.
Yes.
Mind-blowing.
Yes, but I'll be back next week with more from the week. Junior, thank you so much to Aliza for picking some of the songs next week. If you would like to pick any of the songs, if there's a song you would really like to request for us to play, then just message me either on my Instagram or my Twitter at web_worldwide. I am open to any shout-outs or song requests. requests. You'll be back tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah, massive star interview tomorrow.
Oh,
big, big, big cricket name tomorrow.
Okay. I don't think many of my listeners will be interested in cricket.
Possibly not.
But if you are, make sure you go into...
brothers, other people might be.
Make sure you tune into 98 Not Out tomorrow if you are a cricket fan. But these last two songs I thought I'd play because it's my birthday tomorrow, so I just thought I would.
I'm another year older. I won't cry about you anymore. Told my friends to come over to dye my hair. It's not even the weekend, and I'm wearing that dress I can't afford. Giving life a new meaning without you there. Do some stupid things, baby, get a tattoo.
The sun. Now I'm waiting here for someone. And oh, love, do you feel this rough? Why is it only you I'm thinking of? My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. Walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Come on down the drive.
sometimes. All I'll ask, is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I hate over you, yeah. My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is hoping you walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I hate over you, yeah. That's all I. Is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking.